Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. The book of Acts, commonly called Acts of the Apostles, is a history of the New Testament church. This historical information is authentic and correct in every detail. It is here in the book called Acts of the Apostles that we study examples of conversion. Our lesson pertains to the conversion of the Ethiopian. The story of his conversion divides itself into three parts. First, the preacher. Second, the sermon. And third, the results of the sermon. The 8th chapter of Acts reveals that Philip was the preacher. He was active in the proclamation of the gospel. The determination to preach the gospel of Christ existed in his heart, in spite of the fact that persecution arose against the church. Saul of Tarsus gave impetus to the cause of the persecutors and dared to interfere with the domestic concerns of the people. It is said that Saul laid waste the church, entering into every house and dragging men and women, committed them to prison. When they were put to death, he gave his voice against them. The persecution was carried into the synagogue, where the saints were punished. He strove to make them blaspheme, and being exceedingly mad against them, he persecuted them even unto foreign cities. His fame as an inquisitor was notorious throughout the land. In later years, he remembered how he had persecuted the church of God and wasted it. Galatians chapter 1, verse 13. Philip had served the church and was one of the seven men who were appointed to superintend the ministrations of food. But the church was scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Although the persecution was severe and Christians were scattered, it did not diminish the desire to preach the gospel. They, therefore, that were scattered abroad, went about preaching the word. Acts the 8th chapter and verse 4. Surrounded by his enemies and living in a climate of hostility, Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed unto them the Christ. What does it mean to preach Christ? The answer to this question is found in Luke's record of Philip's preaching. The author of Acts says, "But when they believed Philip, preaching good tidings concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women." Acts the 8th chapter and verse 12. Why were they baptized? Philip the preacher observed to obey the Great Commission, which says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Among the number who heard Philip preach was a certain man by the name of Simon. Simon had used sorcery and amazed the people. Convinced that Philip was preaching the word of God, Simon also believed, and being baptized, he continued with Philip. And beholding signs and great miracles wrought, he was amazed. After a successful work in Samaria, Philip was told by an angel of the Lord that he should go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza. The same is desert. It was here that Philip encountered a man of Ethiopia. This man was given authority under Candace, queen of the Ethiopians. He was over all her treasure. He had been to Jerusalem to worship, and he was returning and sitting in his chariot, and was reading the prophet Isaiah. Now, it is obvious that the Ethiopian was a religious person, but he had never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. He was a stranger to the saving influence of the Son of God. It is possible for one to be religious without believing in Christ, but it is not possible for a religious person to be saved without believing in Christ. John, the 8th chapter, and verse 24. Therefore, Philip the evangelist must preach the gospel to the Ethiopian. When Philip first saw the man, he was riding in a chariot and reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said unto Philip, Go near, and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip ran to him, and heard him reading, and said to him, Understandest thou what thou readest? And he said, How can I, except someone shall guide me? And he besought Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture which he was reading was this, He was led as sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before his shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. In his humiliation, his judgment was taken away. His generation, who shall declare? For his life is taken from the earth. He was reading prophecy concerning Christ. But he knew it not. He said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet this, of himself or some other? And Philip opened his mouth, and beginning from this scripture, preached unto him Jesus. The angel appeared unto Philip, and the Holy Spirit spoke unto Philip, but the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Philip preached the gospel when he preached Christ to the Samaritans. Philip preached the gospel when he preached Jesus to the Ethiopians. It is the duty of man to preach the gospel. It is God who gives the increase. Philip preached to the multitude in Samaria, and here Philip is directed to preach to one man. Religion is a matter between each one of us and God. This example of Philip preaching to one man points up the value of the soul. Philip preaching Jesus with Isaiah 53:7 as his text must have told the Ethiopian how Jesus was despised and rejected of men, how he was numbered with the transgressors, and how he was crucified by the hand of lawless men. He must have told him that this same Jesus was buried and that God raised him from the dead. The results of the sermon indicates that Philip made it plain that the offer of pardon made to the world through Jesus Christ is conditional. And as they went on the way, they came into a certain water. The Ethiopian asked if he might not be baptized. Philip said to him, If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and going down into the water, Philip baptized him. It is significant to remember that the results of preaching Jesus to the Ethiopian are identical with the results of preaching Christ to the people of Samaria. They were baptized, both men and women. Jesus told his disciples to go into all the world, saying, He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. Mark 16, chapter, verse 16. The Apostle Peter on the day of Pentecost said to the people, Repent ye and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Ananias said to Saul, And now why tarriest thou? Arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on his name. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. And Paul said, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth Jesus is Lord, and shalt believe in thy heart that God raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. The plan of salvation given by Jesus and preached by the apostles is perfectly illustrated in the conversion of the Ethiopian. This man, who was in charge of treasure, had found greater treasure in Christ. He went on his way rejoicing. God bless you, my friends.